I thank you very much for your coming here and participating in this great movement, Krishna Consciousness. The Krishna Consciousness movement is already there in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat. So, in the morning, we shall speak on the Bhagavad Gita in Hindi, and in the evening, we shall speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam in English. Of course, in India, there was no necessity of speaking in English, but at least once if I do not speak in English, all my disciples who have come from Europe and America, they will be bereft of hearing me. Therefore, we have made this program. Morning, I shall speak in Hindi, and in the evening, I shall speak in English. So, Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. There are 18 Puranas. Out of them, 6 Puranas are meant for persons who are in Satogun. There are 3 qualities of the material nature. Some of us are in the modes of goodness, some of them are in the modes of passion, and some of them are in the modes of ignorance. So, our Vedic literature, see, Vyasadeva claims everyone. Not that simply persons who are in the satogun or in the modes of goodness, they are eligible for going back to Godhead, back to home. We should remember this fact, that this human form of life is meant for going back to home, back to God. That is the ultimate goal of life. This human form of life is not meant for working very hard like the animals. Nayang deha deho bhajang niloki kastan kaman arhati bid bhujang ji. Nayang deha, this body. Nayang deha, deho bhajang niloki. Every one of the living entities, they have taken this material form. And there are 8,400,000 species of form. The best of the form is this human form. This form of life is not meant for working so hard like an ass and gratifying the senses like the hogs and dogs. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Nayang deha deha bhajang niloke kastan kaman arahati bir bhujang. Bir bhujang. Bir bhujang means stool eaters. The stool eaters you have seen, the hogs, the whole day and night, they are searching after stool. So, the Shastras, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, says that human form of life is not meant for working so hard like the hogs and dogs simply for sense gratification. The modern civilization the so-called economic development. What is the ultimate aim of life? The ultimate aim of life is sense gratification. That's all. I have traveled all over the world, especially in the Western countries. They are simply after sense gratification. They have no other object. In America, some rich man goes to Florida and spends $50,000 in a week simply for seeing naked dance. That means they have no other information than sense gratification. Wine and woman, that's all. That is gradually being spread all over the world. In our country also, working day and night, whole day and night, but the objective is sense gratification. So Shastra says that this human form of life is not meant for this purpose. The human form of life is meant for tapasya, tapodivyam, jena, suddheta satya. Satya means my existence. We have to purify our existence. Just like if you become feverish, you have to purify yourself from the feverish condition, come to the healthy condition, then you can enjoy life. You cannot enjoy life in diseased condition. That is not possible. Suppose you are feverish, you are given a nice foodstuff, rasgulla, but you will taste it bitter. You cannot enjoy it because on account of your fever, the tongue is saturated with bile and you taste sweet things as bitter. Similarly, we have got our senses, that is all right, but we cannot enjoy our senses in the diseased condition of material life. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Sukham atantikam jata otindriya graiham. If you want happiness, even sense gratification, that is not possible when your senses are covered by these material elements. We have got our senses. That is a fact. We have got our desires. We have got our mind. We have got our other senses, but this is now covered by the material elements. This is called dress. Just like if you are simply dressed and if you want to enjoy sense gratification, it is not possible. You have to undress yourself. You have to become naked yourself. Similarly, if you want to sense gratify, then you have to purify your this material existence. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tat paratena nirmalam. You have to become purified. Suddheta satya jena brahma sukham anantam. If you purify yourself, then by that purified senses, you enjoy Brahma-sukha. Brahma-sukha anantam. Anantam means there is no end. Here, if you want to enjoy your senses in this material world, there is end. You cannot. The highest sense gratification in this material world is sex life. But you cannot enjoy sex life perpetually. For some moments, then it is ended. But Brahma Sukham Anantam, but if you want to enjoy Brahma Sukham, there is also sense gratification. But that is Anantam. Anantam means there is no end. Ramante Yogina Anante. The yogis. Yogis mean bhakta yogi. Because of all yogis, the bhakta yogi is the best. That is the statement by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam. Madgatantaratmana sadhyavan bhajate jomam samay juktatav. The highest yogi is bhakta yogi. These boys and girls who have taken this bhakti yoga, they are the topmost yogis. So yogina ramante, they also enjoy. Ramante yogina anante. But their reciprocation of sense gratification is with the ananta, the supreme, the unlimited. Ramante yogina anante. Satyananda, that is real happiness. Satyananda, here in this material world, that is mithyananda. But real ananda is to reciprocate with the supreme, just like Radha Krishna Lila. So, ramante yogina anante satyananda chidatmani. And that is not material, chit. That is spiritual. Chidatmani. Iti rama pade naso para brahma iti avidhyate. Therefore, rama. Rama means who enjoys spiritual bliss, satyananda. So that should be the aim of human form of life. Human form of life is a chance to come back to the real platform of transcendental bliss. And if we waste our time simply for animal sense gratification like dogs and hogs, then you are wasting your time. So, this Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness movement is started to educate people for enjoying Satyananda. At the present moment, we have no information what is the absolute truth. The absolute truth is described in the Vedanta Sutra as Janmadarsha Jataha. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. The Vedanta Sutra begins with this sutra. That now this human form of life is meant for understanding the absolute truth and my relationship with him. That is the human mission. The dogs and hogs, they cannot understand what is the aim of life. But in the human form of life, we can understand that this form of life is specially meant for understanding the absolute truth or Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth. Krishna therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta parataram nanya kinchi dasi dhananya. Absolute truth means the supreme. And in the Brahma Sutra, it is indicated that the human form of life is meant for understanding the absolute truth. Athato Brahma Jignasa. We have to inquire about the absolute truth. That is human form of life. Not to waste our time simply going to the market and inquire what is the rate of rice and what is the rate of dal. That should go on. But along with it, there should be inquiry what is absolute truth, what is Krishna, what is God. That is beginning of human form of life. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Parabhava ಸಾವತ್ ಅಬೋಧ ಜಾತ ಜಾವಲ್ಲ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸ ಆತ್ಮತತ್ವಂ. ದೇ ಹೂಲೀಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್, ಹೂಲೀಸ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್, ಅಬೋಧ ಜಾತ. ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರ್ಡ್. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ವೈ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಕೂಲ್, ವೈ ದಿ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಕೂಲ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಬೋಧ ಜಾತ ಬೈ ಬರ್ತ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಶೂದ್ರಸ್ ಅಬೋಧ. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, there are sanskaras, reformatory method. And when the child is taken for sanskara, that is called upanayan. Upanayan means bringing him nearer to understand spiritual life. That is sacred thread ceremony. Janmana jayate shudra. Everyone is born ignorant. Otherwise, why a person even born in Brahmin Kshatriya family, why this Upanayan Sanskar is there? Because it is to be understood that when a person takes birth, he is Shudra. He has to be educated. He has to be given transcendental knowledge. That is the aim of human life. Unfortunately, these things are now stopped. So, actually, we are begetting like cats and dogs. And how you can expect peace and prosperity in the society of cats and dogs or hogs? It is not possible. So, in this age, especially, Kalo Shudra Sambhava, the population is increasing, simply Shudras. But there is great necessity of the Brahmins and Kshatriyas. There are some population who are Vaishyas and Shudras. Practically, the civilization is going on in the hands of Vaishyas and Shudras. I don't mean that Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, by birthright, by qualification. These are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvarnam maya sristam guna karma vibhagas. The society must be divided into four classes of order. There must be intelligent class of men who are called Brahmins. They must give spiritual education to the society. Not that everyone should be made laborer and work hard day and night like hogs and dogs for sense gratification. It is a very dangerous civilization. You cannot expect any peace and prosperity in this type of civilization. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is very, very essential. Very, very essential. I am very glad to inform you that this movement is being especially received in the Western country by the younger generation. I am very much hopeful. I am old man of 76 years old. Now I can pass away at any moment. But I am confident my disciples, who are mostly Europeans and Americans, they will continue this movement, and I wish there will be considerable change on the face of the globe. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam gives you instruction how to become Krishna conscious. Bhagavad Gita is the elementary lessons how to understand Krishna, then become Krishna conscious. If you do not understand Krishna, it is not very easy thing to understand Krishna. Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit vettimam tatat. Krishna says himself that out of many, many millions of people, one may be interested how to make life successful. One may know what is the aim of life, That is called siddhi. Jatata. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschi jatati siddha. Everyone is interested how to earn money or how to gratify senses. That is the modern civilization. Here is a competition of sense gratification. I am gratifying my senses in one way, and all others, they are trying to imitate me or compete with me, go ahead me. This is going on. Everyone is trying to be the Lord of all I survey. There is competition. Why I want to become the Lord of all I survey? Because I want to gratify my senses to the greatest extent. This is going on. But actually, our position is not to lord it over. Our position is to be lorded by the Lord. That is our position, actually. If we don't agree to be predominated by the Supreme Lord, then we shall be predominated by her agent, her energy, the material energy. I met one great professor in Moscow. The subject matter was freedom, communism. So my last question was that you people, communists, you have surrendered to Lenin and we have surrendered to Krishna. Then where is the difference? You have selected a personality like Lenin or Stalin or Marx. We have selected a personality, Krishna. Now, so far, the principle of surrender is concerned. It is there in communism and our Vaishnavism. Now it has to be seen whether Krishna is good or Lenin is good. That is a different question. So actually, we are trying to be free, but we surrender some rascal, that's all. Instead of surrendering to Krishna, we prefer to surrender to some rascal and fool. That is Maya. We have to surrender. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Dham. Our real identification is eternal servant of God or Krishna. That is our real identity. But unfortunately, artificially, we are trying to lord over Krishna or over the material nature. This is struggle. Devi Jesa Gunamai Maho Maya Durataya. This struggle you cannot overcome. Krishna said, Durataya. It is very difficult to surmount the influence of material nature. Mamo maya duratta. Mame vaja prabhadante maya me tang tarantita. If anyone surrenders unto me, then he can get rid of this influence of the material nature. This is the law. You cannot artificially change. If you do not become Krishna conscious, if you do not surrender to Krishna or God, then the maya or the material energy will always give you trouble. The trishul, three kinds of miserable condition, the trident, you have seen, the trident in the hands of Goddess Durga, and she is punishing the demon with the trident on the chest. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Visha Nale Divanisi Hiya Jale. Our heart is always burning on account of this material condition, threefold miseries of material life, adhyatmika adi bhautika adi. Vishaya Visha Nale Divanisi Hiya Jale. Toribare Nakoinu Upa. I did not make any attempt how to get out of it. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana Rotina Janmila Marata. Unfortunately, I could not develop my attachment for Krishna or His name. which is the only process to get out of these anxieties of material existence. So these are the facts. Everyone is anxious to have peace. The process of peace is not that you can manufacture. The process of peace is already there in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said by the Lord that Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sanuluku Maheshwaram Sridham Sarvabhutanam Gatyamam Shanti Michati. This is the way of Shanti. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for actual peace and prosperity. Now, if we are unfortunate, if we do not take this movement very seriously, that is a different thing. But actually this movement is on sound basis of Vedic knowledge, and it is very scientific. Any scientist, any philosopher can scrutinize it, study this movement. We have got books, very, very big, big books, 400, 500 pages, one dozen books. If you have time, you read the philosophy, the science, and try to understand what is Krishna consciousness movement. But it is not a new movement. It is already known in India. Unfortunately, we Indian people, we have rejected. That is our misfortune. Our misfortune is that, as it is said, apan dhan bilayadi bhikkha mage parenta. We have kicked out our own culture. Now we are trying to develop another culture from other spheres of the world. So you can do that, there is no objection. But don't forget your original culture, Krishna consciousness, which was taught by Krishna himself 5,000 years ago in the Bhagavad Gita. Manvana bhava madhvakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. Always think of me, always worship me, always offer your respect unto me. Then you will come back to home, back to God. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Just try to surrender unto me only. Māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi. Mā śuca. Our sufferings are due to our sinful activities. You cannot surpass the vigilance of material nature by committing or by executing sinful life. That is not possible. Therefore, in our movement, we ask everybody, especially our serious students, to refrain from four kinds of sinful activities. Illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. These are the pillars of sinful life. If you think that you are enjoying life by indulging in these four kinds of sense gratification, that it means you are implicating yourself, the chance of human body which you have got now to develop Krishna consciousness. If you misuse it and indulge in sinful life, then next life is waiting as cats and dogs. That is nature's law. But if we forget the nature's law, if we simply become puffed up by false education, that is another thing. You can do that. But real fact is this. Bhāsāṁ si jinnāni jathā vihār. Dehi nasmin jathā dehi kaumāna jovanam jarā. Tathā dehāntaram prāpti dhīrasattanamai. You have to change this dress. You have to change this body. And next body is depending on your activities. If you act sinfully, then you have to take the body by force of nature as cats and dogs. That is certain. Don't risk your life. Take the opportunity of human life and be Krishna conscious. That is the message of Krishna consciousness. Krishna personally comes to canvas. Please give up all this engagement. Please come to me. Surrender unto me. And I give you all protection. This is the lesson we understand from Bhagavad Gita. And if we actually surrender unto Krishna, if we actually understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then your Bhagavad Jivan begins. That is Vyasa. These are all contributions of Srila Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, the last contribution of Vyasadeva after compilation of Vedanta Sutra, he personally wrote the comments of Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavata. Bhasayam Brahma Sutranam. Vyasadeva has written personally that this is the real commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, because he knew that many foolish persons will comment on Vedanta Sutra differently, atheistically, that there is no God, I am God, you are God. Therefore, he protected the readers of Brahma Sutra of Srimad Bhagavata. And because it is commentary of the Vedanta Sutra, therefore, he begins with the first aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Jataha. Now he explains the verse, the sutra, or the code, Vedic code, Janmadasya Jataha. The first question is, what is the absolute truth? We should inquire now. This is the beginning of human life. If one does not inquire, what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God, that is animal life. That is animal life. That is not human life. Human life is not meant for simply eating, sleeping and mating and defending. So this is the beginning, as I told you. Parabhava, without understanding our relationship with the Supreme Lord, whatever we are creating by our industrialization, economic development, or so and so, it is all defeat because we are losing the chance. Lord Jesus Christ also said in one place that if we are lost of our soul and if we gain the whole world, then what is the gain? Actually, that is the fact. We are losing ours. Suppose after making huge amounts of money in the bank balance, and if I die and if I take birth in the next life as a cat and dog, then what is the benefit of amassing such huge amount of bank balance? We should understand this. Therefore, unless we inquire about the Brahma of the Absolute Truth, then whatever activities we are performing without Krishna consciousness, without the knowledge of the Brahma, then they are all defeat. Parabhava stavada vodha javata javanna jignasato atma sattam. Therefore, human life actually begins when this inquiry is there. If this inquiry is not there, then it is animal life. That is stated in the Upanishad. Etat vidityaja prayati sa brahma. If anyone passes away from this material world, from this body, after understanding what is Brahma, what is Krishna, what is this world, what I am, then he is a brahma. Etat avidityaja prayati sa kripana. And if one passes away like cats and dogs without understanding, then he is a kripana. Kripana means miser, who could not properly use his property or assets. He is called a miser. So we have got this human form of life. Don't become miser simply by saying that how I can enjoy. How I can enjoy, that is also very much nicely explained. That if you think that if I can live for 300 years, or say 1,000 years, then my life is successful. The Bhagavad says, why 300 years? There are many trees who are living for 10,000 years. Do you think by living for 10,000 years your life is successful? Shankaracharya lived for 32 years. Lord Chaitanya lived for 48 years. So living for many, many years is not success of life. Live for a moment, but live for with Krishna consciousness. That is success of life. Live for a moment. It doesn't require to live for thousands of years. Because there are many trees, as seen in San Francisco, one red tree standing for 7,000 years, these trees, standing in the jungle. Do you like such kind of life? Live for worth living. Don't live like cats and dogs. That is life. Janma adha sujata. So try to understand the Bhagavad. Try to understand Vedanta philosophy. Unfortunately, when you study Bhagavad, we immediately jump over Krishna Leela with the gopis. That is not the process. The process is, first of all, you try to understand Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, which is very difficult subject matter, Krishna says that jatatamapi siddhyana koshchit vettimam tatpata. So, the preliminary study of Krishna is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains himself. In the 7th chapter, we shall begin from tomorrow morning. The study of this Bhagavad Gita in the morning. Please try to come. Krishna is giving personal instruction. You cannot understand God, Krishna, by your mental speculation. That is called Kupamandukanna. Dr. Frog philosophy. A frog from within the well, he is trying to study Atlantic Ocean. This is a logic given in the NASA. Kupamandukana. What he will study about the Atlantic Ocean? One who has got knowledge, 3 feet water in the well, what idea he will get about the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean? As it is not possible, simply by imagination. Similarly, if you try to understand God or Krishna by your mental speculation, it will be simply waste of time. Nayam atma pravachane na labha, na medhaya na bhuna sutem. That is already forbidden. That you cannot understand by your great brain. What brain you have got? Teeny brain. You cannot compare your brain with God's brain. You are very much proud by flying a Sputnik in the sky. That's all right, you have got good brain. But there is another personality who has got brain, who is floating millions and trillions of planets as weightlessness in the sky. So you cannot compare your brain with that brain, but there is a brain. Nayam atma pravachanena labha. Simply by speculating, simply by concoction, you cannot understand. You have to understand God or Krishna from Him. Sevan mukhi hi jivhada. Just like you cannot see the sun at this time when the night is dark. You cannot, invent some such light and ask people, please come on the roof. I shall show you the sun by the searchlight. It is not possible. By your endeavor, you cannot see the sun at night. But when the sun rises in the morning, you can see. That is the process. Similarly, you cannot understand God by your mental speculation. You have to submit yourself, as Krishna says, that sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. Then he will reveal himself. Sevan mukhi jivahado swayameva spurattata. He will reveal yourself. He is within yourself. Ishara sarvabhutanam viddesha arjuna tishtata. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart. But if you become submissive, tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvam. Those who are 100% engaged in the loving service of the Lord. Buddhi yogam dadamita. He speaks from within. Then you can understand. He comes out. He exhibits himself, manifests himself. The spiritual master, as spiritual master. Krishna is trying to help you from within, from without. Evam parampara prapta. You take advantage of. From within, he as Paramatma, Chaitanya Guru, he will help you. Buddhi yogam dadamita. And from without, as spiritual master, he will give you instruction from the Shastra, from the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, and the Krishna's representative, Krishna's manifestation, the spiritual master, we rightly inform it. That is the position. So we should take advantage of these facilities offered to human society. If we don't take advantage of it, simply we work hard like dogs and hogs and die like cats and dogs, then what is the value of life? So this Krishna consciousness movement is started to educate people to understand Krishna. That's all. We have no other concoction. There is no invention. Simply we are trying to convince people to understand Krishna. So, our main subject matter is based on the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we have opened this center in Bombay to give you facilities. Please try to take it. Please come and encourage us, and we shall continue this movement here in this center as long as possible. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.